Think back to when you were a little kid. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And the day you decided to prank call 911. And you told the operator that your house was on fire and immediately hung up and laughed about it. Then, a few seconds later, they call back. And they tell you how it's not okay to call 911 if it's not a real emergency. In fact, it's a crime to misuse the emergency phone number.
Yeah.
So, you have to go find a lighter fluid and set your house on fire for real.
No!
Because the operator told you to do it. Make it a real emergency.
You were a scary child.
Very scary.
I was just doing what the operator told me today.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just not kids who don't know how to use 911 properly. Full-grown adults call them all the time for the dumbest reasons, and that's exactly why the Lawrence Police Department in Kansas is making national news today. Recently, they received, quote, the most ridiculous 911 call, and that's what they're saying
it
is.
Already?
And they decided to share it on their Twitter page. It all started last week when police officers were dialed about a road rage in progress. When the first officer arrived on the scene, he saw two vehicles in a busy parking lot facing directly at each other.
Okay, this seems like a real emergency to me. Though, you know, road rage can turn into something horrible.
Well, one car was a green minivan being driven by a middle-aged woman they called Karen. The other was a pickup truck with a 30-something-year-old guy behind the wheel called Chad.
Of course, Chad and Karen.
And the situation was actually pretty simple. Karen was trying to leave the parking lot, and Chad was trying to enter it, and their cars were just literally facing each other, just about 2 or 3 feet apart.
I hate that. Yeah. One of you decides to, like, back up a little, and the other squeezes in.
It's right? It's really not that big of a deal, though.
Yeah,
right?
No,
like, everyone else works it out.
You both do the hand thing. Yeah. You, me. Okay.
And you have a couple times where you both start to go at the same time, and you're like,
it's
and
awkward.
Finally, somebody goes.
Perfect.
But both of them were refusing to get out of the other person's way. They were both leaning out of their windows, screaming at each other, yelling obscenities, and laying on their horns.
Which is
sounds necessary.
A lot more time efficient, too.
Right?
According to reports, this had been going on for 20 straight minutes prior to the cops showing up.
How much energy do people have? Like, I don't have the energy to fight with someone for 20 minutes, especially over reversing maybe 2 feet.
Yeah.
Literally, all one of them had to do was back up a few feet and let the other person pass. But neither of them were prepared to do that. In fact, Chad was quoted as saying, "Listen, lady, I got nowhere to go. I can stay here all night if you want."
Oh, my God.
It's a standoff.
I guess she yelled back that she got to the exit first. Plus, she said she can't back up if she wanted to because her vehicle is too big and she's afraid she might crash into something if she tries.
You shouldn't be driving a vehicle if you don't know how to back it up.
No. Agreed. Karen started calling Chad a sissy, I guess, and he called her a liberal hussy.
Okay, guys. Wow. And the language.
Real mature.
Yeah, right? Meanwhile, the officer was going back and forth between the two vehicles, begging both of them to calm down and see if anybody would just have the decency to move their car. He's like, "I don't want to do paperwork over this.
Right.
Just move." But it wasn't working. Soon, the sergeant had to be called to get more information on the road rage in progress.
Sergeant.
And as soon as he found out what was really going on, he immediately left and let the other officer deal with it. Like, I'm not gonna stick around here until one of these guys reverses so the other one can go.
And the only argument anybody ever has on the road is remembering the one term. It's like, "I have the right of way."
Yeah. And then I was like, "Which one does actually have the right of way? I don't know. But I'm just
really
gonna say it's me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's me." Police begged Chad to back his truck up, but he was saying that she was the one who dialed the cops, so she should have to move.
Okay, you guys, at this point, just put it in neutral and the cops can push it back for you if you refuse to reverse.
Karen said he was the one being a jerk, so he should move.
You're a meanie. You're a jerk.
Have adults all, like, we didn't grow up.
No,
we're just,
literally didn't.
We're now 6-year-olds with driver's licenses.
Pretty much. Entire police force is like alerted to this whole incident. We're just waiting for somebody to back up. The standoff became more and more intense with each passing minute.
Okay,
I guess.
Just arrest them at this point.
Yeah.
It's such a waste of money. Arrest them, get it over with.
Eventually, Karen couldn't hold her feelings in and proclaimed that the police suck and they should all be fired.
What?
And then after 30 minutes, the officers decided to leave the scene, deciding that, unfortunately, they can't help with these people and their childishness.
That is hilarious.
Like, they can't do anything about it.
They just left.
Let them sit there, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody was technically breaking any laws?
I guess.
Like,
I don't
know. Like,
aggressive
driving laws or something?
Definitely more important things to do.
Yeah. So they just left and let them deal with it themselves.
Yeah.
Oh,
and in the 30 minutes they were there, only 8 people had their houses broken into because no one was on duty.
As far as we know, Chad and Karen are both still there.
Well, they're
right
still
now.
Sitting in the parking lot.
starving because they haven't eaten in a few days, just waiting for the other one to reverse.
It's amazing that they have that much anger and neither one of them like rammed into the other car.
I wonder who runs out of gas first, just idling.
And when do you just get bored and give up?
Yeah.
Like, how can you keep that passion alive for that long?
Maybe if they focus that energy somewhere else, they could probably be billionaires.
Absolutely.
Text in at 78592. What's the most ridiculous road rage thing you've ever seen? It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.